The wine industry is starting to count its losses from this year's summer bushfire crisis. While the industry has confirmed just 1% of the country's vineyards have been destroyed by fires, it's extremely concerned the damage caused by smoke exposure could be far greater. Wine testing laboratories have been working around the clock, assessing grape samples from this devastating bushfire season. Eleni Soltis has more.
The Adelaide Hills in South Australia was the hardest hit wine region in this bushfire season, losing about a third of its vineyards. But Chief Executive of the peak industry body Australian Grape and Wine, Tony Battaline, says other regions have started to feel the effects.
Particularly the Hunter Valleys, we understand that there's concerns then up New South Wales, so through Corowa, up Mudgee, through to Warringe, there are concerns being raised. Northeast Victoria and Gippsland are the other areas that are under concern because of the fires down there through the Snowies and Gippsland.
Tony Battaline says these areas have been exposed to smoke.
Smoke-affected grapes is a bigger potential issue than the actual burnout vineyards. So when you get smoke impacts on grapes, it can produce a flavour which is smoky, obviously, and which isn't a very pleasing characteristic in wines. So we don't know the extent of that yet. You don't know how much product is affected by smoke till a couple of weeks before you pick, when you can test to see if they do have some impact.
And he says many grape growers are deciding whether to write off this year's vintage.
Winemakers are very concerned about the integrity of their brands, and we know that most people are making the commercial decisions to forego income and not pick grapes. So the big impact is going to be on grape growers. Not the reputation for Australian wine, but on the profitability of, and the viability of grape growers who produce grapes and then have no cash flow for the next year.
Bruce Tyrrell's family has been producing wine in the New South Wales Hunter Valley since 1858. But after 3.5 months of smoke exposure, he has decided to dump most of his grapes.
We'll be picking maybe 20%, might be less than that. And we made the decision a while back that we wouldn't be making anything at the top level. And the other thing is, of course, you can't see anything. You've got a normal, healthy-looking grapevine with healthy-looking grapes, albeit somewhat smaller than normal because of the drought. But yeah, you've got this perfect-looking fruit, but you know there's a demon lurking in the background.
So what do you do with it?
We fed a little bit to cattle who had nothing else to eat. I think probably the kangaroo's got half of that. And the rest we'll drop on the ground and it'll be worked back in as mulch and, you know, fertiliser.
And Bruce Tyrrell says there will be very little work available this harvest.
Basically, we'll have no work. And a lot of that, most of that's backpackers. You know, they've moved on to another area. So the loss for this region is what those young people don't spend here.
So how many people are not getting a job now during the harvesting?
Probably 1,000 people here in the Hunter Valley.
The wine industry says it's too early to estimate the economic loss from the bushfires, as many of these vineyards are yet to be tested. Vintessential runs 4 wine testing laboratories across Australia. Usually they're closed over the Christmas New Year period. But since December, their scientists have been working long hours and weekends as more grape samples come in.
Well, we expect that by the end of the harvest period, which will probably go into March, between us and the other lab in Australia that does this testing, there'll be thousands of samples tested. We had a very busy time in the 2009 fires in Victoria, but this is certainly, without doubt, the busiest period for us.
That's Vintessential's Managing Director, Greg Howell. He says it's hard to predict which grapes are likely to be damaged in a smoke-affected region.
Well, from what I understand, most of the fires in the Hunter Valley were between 20 and 30 kilometres away. So the fires weren't close to the Hunter Valley, but it was the smoke blowing across the Hunter Valley. So, yes, they don't have to be right next to the vineyards to cause a problem. Unfortunately, there's still a lot of research being done. So some vineyards can have smoke on them and have no smoke taint. Others that are closer and have a longer exposure to the smoke and the smoke is fresher, then they can be tainted. So it's quite variable.
Greg Howell recently attended an industry conference on bushfire risk in Tasmania, where experts shared their research on ways to mitigate smoke-tainted grapes.
The conference I was at in Hobart, there is some research being done. If the grapes have a high level of these compounds, they can be removed prior to making the wine, but it's not easy. There is one additive, which is basically it's activated carbon or charcoal powder that can be added to the juice. It doesn't react, it's filtered out, but it can absorb some of these compounds out of the juice.
Is that a costly process for producers?
It's not a particularly expensive additive, but of course every time you do an extra process, there's an extra cost to making the wine. So the ideal thing, of course, is not to have any bushfires and any smoke across your vineyard, but that's not within the grower's control.
Chief Executive of the peak industry body, Australian Grape and Wine, Tony Battaline, says in addition to the bushfires, the industry has been deeply affected by the ongoing drought and climate change. But he says the industry is resilient.
We're getting shorter and earlier vintages. The advantage we've got is that we're very good managers of water. We've got very good research and innovation that's leading in to manage our vineyards. And we've also got a lot of vineyard area in different areas with the willingness to try new grape varieties and new techniques. So I think we're in good shape, but we have to be very nimble and very active because, you know, climate change is coming and it's impacting on our production.
Sure is. We do make very good wine, though. Tony Battaline is Chief Executive of the peak industry body Australian Grape and Wine, and that report from Eleni Salter.